8:37 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. Bronson Rasmussen, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, it's 2026 now. I've been off the past 2 weeks. Thank you, Dan, for covering the news.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. A little nice staycation for the holidays.
Well, that's good. And I'm glad that you had a great holiday season, as I did as well. And we, of course, hope all of our Connect FM listeners had a fantastic holiday season as well. So, you know, normally on Fridays, we get to do this Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. It's going to be plural this time around. It's actually weeks in review, or maybe better stated, the holiday season in review.
There we go.
So you got to look back a couple of weeks. And so you have that assignment for us this morning, Bronson. We're going to take a look back the last couple of weeks, and you're going to let us know what were the top stories of the past week, past little while. Let's say half a month, and then we'll get into the most interacted with stories as well. So let's get it started. What were the top stories?
Well, of course, this wasn't actually a story of ours, but just one for everyone to know. We're getting into the new year, so these days are getting longer. We're going to get back to summer anytime now.
I think it'll arrive usually sometime late June.
Usually.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's still snow then.
All right. We'll see.
But our top story came out last Monday. It was from a police blotter. It was a former Big Run man that has been sentenced to spend up to 15 years in prison after pleading no contest for the sexual abuse of a young girl. Now, we learned that this was an investigation that was launched in March of 2023 after the teenage victim reported being assaulted. And after investigation, DNA samples, that all showed that 44-year-old Michael Sest was the one that allegedly assaulted her. Now, after pleading no contest to three counts of aggravated indecent assault and corruption of minors, he was sentenced to spend between 6 and 15 years in prison, and that he will be at SCI Camp Hill.
Right. It was good to see that case finally coming to a resolve. I remember when that story first broke originally back in 2023.
A little bit before I was here.
Yeah, I was doing the news at that time. So, of course, stories of that magnitude kind of stick in your memory a little bit, even though not a lot sticks in my memory these days. All right, that was the top story. What do we have behind that?
Runner-up, we have from out of Clearfield that a Clearfield man who told police about a potential drug dealer's home, well, that caused a multiple-hour standoff that happened in September. He's now pled guilty to several criminal charges. So court documents said that Chad Schwartz, he entered a guilty plea to felony criminal trespass as well as misdemeanor counts of drug possession and fleeing from police. He had told police that he had purchased methamphetamines from a Turnpike Avenue address. And as police approached the house, the person that lived there, Stephen McLaughlin, he refused to come out. And the surrounding area ended up getting shut down, and there was a multi-hour long standoff from that. So Schwartz, he was sentenced to serve up to 3 months to 3 years in state prison, and the other case is still pending right now.
Right, the one that was actually creating the standoff.
Yes.
We'll see what happens to him. Do we have a third in this lineup of top stories from the past couple of weeks?
Sure. We have another one out of Clearfield, and it will happen every time this topic is brought up, and that's with taxes. It came out that coming into 2026 for Clearfield County, there will be a tax increase, and it looks like about a 2.5 mil increase.
Yeah, and that goes along with a lot of other locality, local government tax increases. So it's going to be a new year of tax increases for a lot of people.
As well as you've probably heard out there from nothing that we reported local, but in a lot of the national things with the federal credits going for your health insurance. So a lot of people are seeing that price hike as well.
Yeah, and but of course, also with the new year, there's going to be some tax deductions that are increasing on the federal scale. So kind of a mixed bag of tax reports heading into this new year. All right, let's switch categories. Those were the top stories, the ones that received play as far as being the most popular. Now we want to take a look at the stories that our listeners interacted with the most, whether that be on social media, on our website, you know, through Facebook, the most common ways of doing that. So what do we have as the top most interacted story in the past few weeks?
This one, we are constantly talking about this since long before I've been here and probably for the next few years at least. And that's with Brockway and their water supply.
Yes.
So we've always been saying the reports that have come out with asbestos in the water supply. Not enough to be toxic or anything, but to be concerning.
Kind of dangerous, yeah.
So now there's going to be a public hearing for anyone to put in their input on the borough's water lines. This will happen in about 3 weeks. This will happen at the Brockway Borough Office, and I guess 3 weeks from when this was written, I'm looking at it now, and it's actually next week.
Yeah.
It'll be the 7th. And that'll be at 7 p.m. or the 12th at 7 p.m.
So a couple more weeks
at the Brockway Borough Office. And that is always a subject that comes up. And of course, everyone is encouraged to show up to something like this and put your input in so that way your voice is heard and it always matters.
Exactly. And I'm sure that's going to be a well attended meeting. Let's just put it at that.
I don't know if you're trying to use well as a certain joke there, but
little water pun.
Yeah.
All right. What else did our listeners pay a lot of attention to?
Another one that's the latest in a line of stories we've been doing with the Clearfield Regional Police Department.
Yes.
A judge has ruled that due to public safety concerns, the borough of Clearfield must, at least right now, temporarily retain its contract with the Clearfield Regional Police Department.
Yeah.
We've been on this for a few months at this point of the borough not being able to really afford to keep this police department around. And for those that don't know or don't remember, this is a combination of Lawrence Township and Clearfield into one police department. So there's been a lot on this, them thinking they can't afford it, as well as getting some loans from Lawrence Township, as well as active support against this measure.
Right.
And this is the latest, with the judge saying that they must at least keep it together right now, as moving into that area of uncertainty, especially right now, won't be the best for public safety.
Yeah. And I think along with that, if I recall correctly, the judge also ordered that until they can work out some sort of an agreement moving forward so that the borough of Clearfield can maintain some sort of police coverage moving ahead. All right. Do we have a third one in that category of most interacted with stories?
Sure, we can do that. This one comes from Mike Garmanini, and what the authorities in the 75th District, well, there have been over $1.6 million to help fund public safety in the 75th District. And that includes public safety, infrastructure, municipal equipment, and this really will help multiple projects. You can always go to our website, connectradio.fm, and you'll be able to see the whole list of them here. But it goes from like Brady Township, Corrensville, moving on from there, Grampian, Houston Township, Penn Township, Pike Township, Union Township. There's so many projects here, Ridgeway, and it's a lot of funding just coming to help public safety as well as this infrastructure.
Exactly, and I think, if I'm recalling that one correctly, some of the highest amounts went to the Ridgeway Fire Department as they needed some help getting a new truck.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's good and good to hear about. All right, Bronson, we're coming up on local sports time, but before we can do that, we're going to have a little sporting of our own. It's when we get to hear Bronson's choice, his pick of the top story, and this time it's not just from a week of stories. You've got couple of weeks to choose from. So what do you have for us?
This one's going to be a bit of a story we've done and looking forward.
Okay.
As many might know, Monday, Du Bois and Sandy Township are no longer here. They will be consolidated into the new city of Du Bois.
Yes.
So in our review section of this, they had their final meeting on Tuesday where they paid the final bills for Du Bois and Sandy Township, which
as separate entities, yes, yeah.
Which is kind of strange to think about.
There will be more bills.
weren't no longer going to be paying their bills separately.
That's right.
Come Monday, that will be one entirely new community. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about consolidation since it was originally consented back in, I believe it was the 80s, if I remember right.
Yeah, when the first votes were cast, which at that time, there were four different votes going against consolidation.
Mm-hmm. So now we're there. Monday will be the day that Du Bois and Sandy Township will be consolidated. Of course, if you stick with our socials on Connect FM, Tri-County TV, we'll be covering everything going on that day, from the swearing in of the new council mm-hmm. to a ribbon cutting of the new city,
okay,
as well as a multi-hour long meeting that's going to happen to really make sure everything is in place for this new municipality.
So it'll be a lot going on Monday as we really start getting busy here in this new year, and we have the new city of Du Bois starting. And I assume a lot of that coverage will also be on tricounty.tv.
Yes, it will.
All right. Some things to look forward to. Well, Bronson, it's been good catching up here. I'm glad that you had a great Christmas and New Year's season. It's great having you back here with me to keep me company in the mornings.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe now that you had your little time off and I had my little time off, we can start getting back to a regular schedule next week.
I hope so. And next Friday, we will have a Tri-County Insider Week in Review, and it will just be for 1 week, right?
Maybe. Okay. Let's see.
All right.